Hi, I'm Michael Sunoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
One I want to reemphasize from my own experience is that one thing that people do is wrong. They start selling online, and they think that that's the only way that they can do it. And they forget that just like I'm having success, still having success in my aerial photography course, don't be afraid to mix offline advertising with online. Because I bet now if I was just trying to sell my aerial photography course, doing nothing but internet advertising, you'd have a fraction of my sales. So if you've got a website, don't be afraid to try magazines, postcards, because nowadays people will come to a website. If you tell them to come to the website for a special report or to learn more, they will come.
This is a fantastic recording. It's a long one, about 90 minutes long, but I've separated it into three parts. It's with Ron Ruiz, and Ron has a website, a paid membership site called BusinessFastLane.com. And paid membership sites are becoming very popular and have proven to become an extremely easy way to generate a ton of money, provided you have the right content. I pick Ron's brain and try and extract every nugget and every secret and every trial and every tribulation that he went through to develop his own successful paid membership site. We talk about his early days when he was selling a paper and ink product without the internet and how the internet really changed everything for him. I think you'll really find this very informative. There's a lot of golden advice in this interview. Enjoy.
I grew up with the idea with parents that say you go to school, you get a job, you stick with that company for 40 years, and you retire.
And what did your parents do?
Well, actually, my dad didn't do anything white-collar. He was a blue-collar worker, but he just thought, you know, that's the way that it's done.
Right.
And, I kind of bought that. Went to school. In fact, I graduated in electronics and television. I worked in the industry for a while, and I did what happened to me with like a lot of people. I found that, you know, that wasn't nearly as much fun as I thought it would be. I didn't want to keep on doing it. So,
how old are you now?
I'm not quite 50. So I was in my 20s. It didn't take me too long to be in the workforce until I decided I don't want to keep doing this. I want to look at something else. So I started reading every magazine, you know, sent away for things, tried a lot of goofy things.
Were they money-making opportunities?
Money-making opportunities. While I was still working, didn't have much success at them, but it definitely gave me the bug. Finally, I left my job. I went back to flying because I was also a pilot. And I got my flight instructor ratings and did some charter work as the airline industry is. It goes up and down constantly. You know, it seemed like you're being hired or fired. I mean, that's the way things are. And they weren't hiring at the time, so I kept on doing that. But, there's got to be something else, too. And what really got the bug for me was some of these people I would fly around. You know, they'd pay me, like, maybe $12, $15 an hour back then, which as a pilot is kind of fun in the beginning because you're getting paid to fly all around. But I'm flying these people, and I got to know some, and they were making a lot of money. And I thought, gee, you know, if I can figure out what to do, I could be the one flying, still have fun, and be earning a lot more money than I am now.
Right.
So that kind of added to my search. So to kind of make a long story short, years later, I was always reading, trying to find something, and I read an article in a magazine about a guy who was doing pretty well flying around taking pictures and selling the pictures. Now, that should have dawned on me because I was already a pilot and I had taken a little bit of photography and I enjoyed doing that, but I never thought of flying and taking pictures. And plus, it sounded like too much fun to me. You know, sometimes we think that we really can't have fun and earn money at the same time. But that really intrigued me. I thought, you know, what if I really could do that? So I put my skepticism aside, and I looked around, and I ordered anything I could on aerophotography, and there was very, very little. And what I did find, it was cost like $20, $30, and when I got it, it'd be like this little booklet that I swear was about 5-6 generation copied down. You know, it was really hard to read there, but it gave me some of the basics.
Now, was this back in the 70s?
Or no, this is, okay, now we're at about 1985.
Okay, 1985, yeah.
So around 15 years ago. This is approximately that. So, but I was determined. I wanted to be self-employed. So I took what they gave me. I went to the School of Hard Knocks and learned a lot more, and pretty soon I had my own aerial photography business, and I was doing pretty well. I was able to buy my own airplane, which was a dream for me, and so flying around the Napa Valley taking pictures, I mean, that was really fun.
So what were you taking pictures of? How do you, we'll get into it, but how do you make money with aerial photography?
Just to give you the quick version, there's a couple of different ways to make money. One is to take pictures and go knock on doors and then try to sell them, like take pictures of, you know, businesses and people's residences, that type of thing. But I tried that, and after knocking on doors, getting chased by dogs, you know, not finding people home, I'd be like, nah, that's not what I want to do.
All right, so that didn't work.
Some people make it work, but I didn't want to do that. So what I do, I just did custom jobs only. You know, people want to picture their home, their business, something to do with piece of real estate for sale, something's going to be developed. People would, you know, call me, and they would pay me to take the pictures. So I did all custom work. By that point, I had become a student of, you know, Jay Abraham, Dan Kennedy, and I learned a lot of guerrilla marketing techniques. So I used postcards. I had people call in and get a free report. One of the things that worked out great and hardly cost me anything is I would take samples of my pictures and I'd place them around town in, you know, certain areas where a lot of people that might be interested in aerial photography would come. And that worked out well. I got a lot of business that way. And so it actually turned out being a full-time business. But, you know, after it was a full-time business for a while, it kind of stopped being fun again.
Yeah, then it became work.
Then it became work. So
can I ask you how much you would make on a, you know, a customer?
I would charge about, of course, it's grown since then, but I started out. But here, let me just backtrack a bit, because here's a good marketing tip. When I got started, called around, and let's say, I don't remember the numbers exactly back in the far, but let's say the people in my area were charging, you know, $200 to $300 an hour. What I did, because I was a new guy on the block, I thought, well, if I'm going to compete with these people, I need to charge a lot lower. So I sent out this special mailing and to real estate people in my town. I told them, I take the pictures for like, forgot the numbers, for like $75.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get a whole lot of response from that at first, but then it made me realize after a little while, I realized that people were probably saying, hey, this guy's so cheap, he's probably not very good. So from that point on, I raised my price to be at least as much, if not more, than the people around me. And that hasn't really hurt me. I mean, I know I lose some jobs, but I don't care.
Right, right.
I can get a better quality customer. But just to give you an idea of the prices, I charge now, it's around $400 an hour with a 1 hour minimum, and that covers me going up and taking the pictures, and then if they want to order any enlargements from those, and that's extra.
Wow, that sounds like a great business.
Well, I'll tell you where it really gets lucrative is, you know, when you can get, you know, two or three or four clients at the same time. You know, so now you're going up for an hour or two, and, you know, you've got three or four clients paying you, you know, $400 or $500 an hour. And, you know, it's really worth your time, and it's a lot of fun. I'll tell you, you know, I used to be a flying instructor and things. You make, you know, like $10, $12 an hour. That was a lot of work, and although I enjoyed it, this would make a lot more.
Do you bring someone up with you to do the photograph?
No, that's something that you don't ever want to do for a couple of reasons. Number one, you know, in case you ever, you know, have some kind of an accident or something, you know, you're opening yourself up to a lot of liability. The second reason is most people haven't flown in light planes. You know, if, when you take pictures, you don't do anything dangerous, but you have to do a lot of, you know, turns and banks and that kind of stuff. And if someone's not used to that, you know, they can start feeling bad quickly. So they don't want anyone to throw up. And the third reason is, from a business standpoint, I mean, sometimes I would literally take off from the airport, fly for 5-10 minutes, circle a project maybe 2 or 3 times, be back on the ground, you know, 20, 25 minutes, maybe 20 minutes later, and charge me like $400.
Yeah.
I didn't want them to say, well, that was too easy.
Yeah, I mean, you're in a plane. I mean, it doesn't take too long, does it?
No.
If you know what you're doing and know where you're going.
Right. So let me just kind of keep on with my little journey here.
Sure.
So during this time, I thought, you know, I love doing this, but I'd always wanted to sell something mail order. I always wanted to develop some kind of an informational product. And so I was always looking for that. And then after a while, you know, after reading Jay Abraham, Dan Kennedy, it finally struck me, hey, I've got a niche market right here. I was a pilot. You know, I know everything about pilots. I know that unless you fly for an airline, you don't make a lot of money. Most pilots are interested in finding ways to make extra money doing what they love, flying. Again, I took a survey of what was out there, and things hadn't changed. Now, this is about 1995 now, so that's 10 years later. And I did a survey of what was out there. People were still selling the same little books. They're probably, you know, sold for like $25, $35 at the most. Booklets, I'm calling. And before, they used to be, you know, fifth generation copies. Now they're about, you know, 9 or 10 generation copies. So it's still the same junk. I thought, hey, I'm going to put together, and instead of a little booklet, a complete aerial photography course. And I wanted stuff in it, you know, that I would have wanted when I got started. And so I started doing that, and I made some guerrilla videos, and I talked about cameras and equipment and ways to do it, and I took all my press releases I used and my sales letters and my postcards, and I packaged it all up. I was pretty sure there's a market for it, just because I know, again, how pilots think. And some of these ads for these, you know, $25, $35 books, they had been in magazines for like 10, 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew there was some kind of a market. I just wanted to see if I could take them up to the next step. And, you know, I didn't want to deal with these guys who weren't willing to pay very much.
Right.
But I knew that pilots, you know, do have money. They have, some of them, a lot of them made an investment in their own airplane. If they could find a way to, you know, do a business and write off some of the expenses, you know, would be great. I put together the course that sold back then for $200 to $300. I had a standard and a deluxe version.
It was going to teach someone with their own airplane how to...
Or you didn't even need to be a pilot. I just call it the deluxe aerial photography course and the standard aerial.
Okay, how to make money with aerial photography.
Yeah, my headline was how to make $500 in your spare time taking aerial photos. You know, you didn't need to own your own plane or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can go down, you know, and rent a plane and a pilot.
Okay, gotcha.
So anyway, the way I started selling that was I did the old model that was very popular at that time, and it still is, of taking out classified ads.
Mm-hmm.
And in some of these trade magazines, I mean, you can take out that go out to pilots. You can take out ads at, you know, $25 a month, $50 a month, and they're going out to the people you want to meet.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about your first ad. What publication was it? Do you remember?
It was in a publication called AOPA. It's Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association.
Was it national?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I had a subscriber base around 300,000 in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the model I used was I had just like two lines, you know, earn $500, taking aerial photos in your spare time, call this toll-free number for a free special report.
Okay, great.
And they would call that. They'd get a little 1 or 2 minute message from me. And then my special report was really about a 12-page sales letter.
Mm-hmm. Did you write it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, by that time, I was already doing a lot of the marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, based on, again, being a student of J. Abraham Dan Kinney. After they would receive that, they would, I have like four different follow-ups after that.
In the mail?
Right, mail. This, the entire thing was mail.
Okay.
And it worked out well. I mean, it was a small niche market, but at the, you know, price point I was charging, you know, it didn't take that many sales to make it worthwhile.
What were you charging for the course? Did you have a...
It was, you know, back then it was $200 for the standard and $300 for the deluxe.
Okay.
And that's something else I'll just start adding these little things now that I recommend everyone do. Have a standard and deluxe version. I'll tell you, it just increases the sales of your deluxe so much. And still today, you know, my price points are higher. It's $300 and $400 now.
Mm-hmm.
But probably 95% of my sale, probably 90-95% are for the deluxe.
Do you think you're better off with a standard and a deluxe or three choices?
I think probably three choices are probably better, although... It depends on which direction you go. I went down to $99. I found that didn't work.
Okay.
I had very few sales. So, you know, my next step is to go higher, but in fact, I'm starting to hold some little boot camps and things now.
So this was your first niche information product?
This was my first one.
And you've been doing this for how many years now?
Since 95.
How many classified, how many publications are you in?
I'm still only in about three or four, but I'm expanding now to about five or six. Well, here, let me just kind of backtrack a bit, Mike.
All right.
That was working well. It went well for about a year and a half, 2 years. By that time, you know, I wasn't getting, you know, quite as many sales as things do go. They kind of stabilized.
Yeah.
And I started, you know, adding it all up. And then while it was working, it was very labor-intensive and expensive to do the marketing. You know, people would call in. You know, I have to have the toll-free number. I had the lead transcribed.
And you were doing everything.
You know, even though I was using some outside companies,
mm-hmm.
I was still doing a lot of the manual labor. And by the time I, you know, added up the manual labor and the cost of the printing and the stamps and the postage, you know, everything else, I decided, you know, this works, but I think I'm going to stop doing it because by that time, you know, now we're getting onto the web and that type of thing. I thought, you know, there's a lot of other things I can do, and I started doing some other web things. So I just let that go.
Okay.
For about a year or two, though, every once in a while, I would get a call. Hey, I read your ad. You know, I want to do this. I say, sorry, you know, because by that time, you know, I had taken all my supplies on. They were in the garage and everything. I just didn't want to be bothered with it. But after probably 2 years of that, actually about 3 years of that, it started to you know, dawn on me, hey, I'm having some success on the web, doing some marketing. I know how to make web pages. I know how to do a lot of things. Now, I wonder, and at the time I didn't know, if I could sell a $300-$400 product from a web page without having to do all the manual labor. So I thought, I'm going to find out. So basically what I did, and I took my old sales letters, I used them to mail out, I set up a web page, and I took the same class. In fact, I said I was going to do this, but, you know, I got involved in a bunch of other things, and I never quite got around to it. But I thought, okay, I've got to do this. So I registered a domain name, I took out two or three classified ads, and I didn't do anything else. Because, you know, I knew it was going to be about 2 months before the app came out. I kind of forgot about it. I was going on vacation in a week. I thought, oh, my goodness, you know, I know these ads are going to come out while I'm gone. I've got to get something up.
Mm-hmm.
So I literally took my old sales letter, blew it up on a web page. You know, I didn't take any time at all to do it, to make corrections. I mean, there were no mistakes, and some of the layout was weird and everything. I say, but the classified ad said, you know, earn $500 an hour taking aerial photos, free report, go to, and I gave him a website address. That's the only thing I changed on it.
That's great, okay.
And I gave him a simple way from the website how to be able to order. And I got it literally a day before I went out of town. I got back from my trip, and I had two orders.
That's great.
I mean, I couldn't believe it. My app cost me about $50,
uh-huh.
and I had like $500 in orders.
It was all automatic.
It was all, I didn't do a thing. I didn't have to mail anything, print anything, you know, pay for an 800 number, nothing. So I thought, hey, I think there is something there. So I took the time then to really do the website, to add some photographs. I have follow-ups now on it. In fact, the other wonderful thing, and if people are doing it on, if you've got a website, you are missing a boat. Set up an autoresponder, so if people don't buy, they get a little pop-up or something, a pop-up window that says, for a free air photography mini course.
Mm-hmm.
And they leave their name, you know, and their email address there. And every day or during the course of the next month or so, that they get something from me automatically, and I teach them different things about the aerial photography business. I send them testimonials, ways they can make money. So instead of me having to physically copy, pay for the shipping and remember to send these things out manually through the mail, it happens automatically.
Yeah, autoresponders.
Autoresponders.
It's incredible.
It was incredible. You know, what's so funny is, you know, I write some of them, well, I try to write them all, but especially some of them where, you know, they can't tell if it's coming from me, you know, I'm writing them in email directly, or it's coming from the autoresponder.
Ron, that is the true test of a good autoresponder letter, and that happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
They respond to you like you just wrote them a personal letter.
And it's fun, isn't it?
It really is.
In fact, I've got one that says, John, I don't understand. You know, you subscribe to my free mini course. I've explained, you know, all about, you know, the different parts of aerial photography. I've shown you the opportunities that are there.
Mm-hmm.
I've sent you everything I know. You know, I encourage you to call me or write to me if you have any questions. I've been watching for your order, you know, and it still hasn't come in. What is wrong, John? You know, is there anything else I can do? And that works so well. I get these emails back. Ron, thanks for writing, but I just got to tell you, you know, and they'll tell me why they don't think they can do it now, which gives me an opportunity to sell them. Or, you know, they tell me that they've lost their job, or, you know, their dog died, or, you know, something. But it's great. It keeps the correspondence going.
It is fantastic. I agree. Well, I'm at your website. I'm looking at it. And absolutely, one very important thing is you capture, you give them a bribe for a free mini course, and you capture that person's name and email address. And then you're able to communicate with them. How long of an autoresponder sequence have you set up on this?
You know, I get these ones. I get one just every other day for a year. I go, you know, someday I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'm probably up to about 12. To kind of make a long story on this, I'm selling at least as many months more courses than I was now, with about 15% of the expense I used to have, 15% of the work that I used to have,
mm-hmm.
selling as many courses or more as I used to doing it the old manual.
That's wonderful. How many dollars worth of courses have you sold since you started this? Do you know?
Well, I don't want to go into details, but it's been at least $100,000.
That's wonderful. Well, that's great. Okay, so this is your first baby, and it's an ongoing project and something that you're passionate about. That's great, and that's been going on for almost 15 years?
Well, from the time I started taking aerial photos to the time I started selling the course, yeah, that entire period has been 15 years. I'm about ready to take the next step, and I haven't just because of time. I sent an email to my customers, and I said, you know, I'm thinking of having some live in-house aerial photography, kind of like a boot camp.
Right.
You know, if you are already doing well, and I know a lot of my students have, you know, because they tell me, well, I know some of them, you know, they just want that, you know, that boot camp hands-on experience.
Right.
I just sent one out about a month ago just to test the waters,
mm-hmm.
and I got quite a number that said they would be willing to spend $1,000 or $2,000 to come and spend a day or two doing this. So I think in the near future, I will start to do that also.
That's great. All right, so since you have this pretty much on autopilot, what you were exploring other internet marketing type ventures, and what led you up to this business Fastlane website?
Okay. Well, the two things that I've learned, and always love reading how other people are doing. I love reading their stories, how they became successful, mistake, you know, and successful things I did. I used to subscribe to a newsletter. Do you remember George Halings? For over 50 years, he reported to people, 50 years, he sent out a newsletter to people telling unusual ways people were making money.
Okay.
I used to subscribe to him.
Well, how do you spell his last name?
H-A-Y-L-I-N-G-S. Now, he's about 9 years old, and he stopped doing it about 5 years ago now.
Okay.
But anyway, I learned from him, and just in my own interest, reading success stories of other people were doing. That's how I got started doing aerial photography. Now I realized, hey, if that guy can do it, I'll learn from him, I can do it too.
Right.
When I set up my own informational product, I modeled, you know, what Jeff Paul was doing, Dan Kennedy was doing. I saw what they were doing. I knew I didn't have to reinvent the wheel. I applied it to what I wanted to do, use it in my own niche.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a big fan of that. You know, you don't have to come up with $1 million invention. I developed a paid newsletter, and I started, it was the same thing based on the old newsletter by George Halings, research unusual ways people were making money. I did that for about a year and a half, started doing that, but I didn't do a lot of advertising with it and things. I was just still kind of testing the waters. I got up to where I had maybe 300 or 400 subscribers. I enjoyed doing the paid newsletter, but again, I started running into this problem of this is a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't have enough volume to be able to, you know, have someone else do a lot of manual labor.
Mm-hmm.
By the time, I loved doing the writing the stories and researching them and things,
mm-hmm.
but it was a lot of manual labor.
Okay.
Again, which I didn't like. And
how much were you selling a paid subscription for?
Anywhere from $97 to $197.
Okay.
So after doing it a while, I thought, gosh, you know, there has to be a better way. Well, you know, I am a student. Part of the reason I do this is because I learn from other people.
Sure.
I started reading about these paid membership sites. You know, up till a few years ago, as we all know, everyone thought the model to making $1 million on the Internet was, you know, come up with some crazy idea, get all these people to fund you, don't worry about making a profit, you know, and give everything away. And somehow you're going to make all this money through advertising. And we all know that didn't work. You know, that's why all these guys, all the big companies are out of business now. That's what they were trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So what I started seeing these, I read about a story.
This is the end of part one. Please continue to part two.
Michael with Michael Sunoff's HardToFindSeminars.com in another bonus tip. How would you like to turn your $28 book or ebook or even a concept in your head into a $3,900 information product? I'll provide you the secrets on how to do this. If you'd like a completely free 30-day trial of my system for turning your simple book or even just a concept in your mind into an information product that you can sell for $97, $197, or even as much as $3,900 or more. This system includes a whole range of tricks and tips to help you pack your audio program full of great stories that take control of your listeners' brains. My information product creation system comes with my personal guarantee that you'll create an information product worth from $97 to $497 that's designed to sell like hotcakes. This is a 30-day free trial. If you'd like information on this, please email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line, write in all caps, $28 book, and I'll email you information on how to turn your $28 book or even a concept in your mind into a $3,900 information product. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff, hardtofindseminars.com. Here is another bonus tip and a valuable service that I offer to select clients. If you can talk into an ordinary telephone, you can be selling your own high-priced audio programs in as little as 7 days. This is the easiest way on earth to create a series of powerful audio recordings for your own information product. I call you on an ordinary telephone and interview you live on a series of related hot topics about your niche subject. I take care of all the editing, all the technical stuff, and I give you the finished MP3s or WAV files and audio transcripts. I only have time to give this deluxe personalized service to a few more carefully selected clients. If you're interested in developing and creating your own valuable information products that you could have complete in as short as 7 days and be selling for as high as $300, $500, even $3,900, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, please write info product information in all capital. Make sure I have your name and a way to contact you by phone, and we can talk about your specific ideas. Or you may call me at 858-274-7851. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. It's called an audio infomercial. Your audio infomercial, which I create for you, will sell more products of yours faster, easier, and for less cost than any conventional advertising method, and I guarantee it 100%. Imagine catching yourself at concert pitch talking about what makes your business or your product service unique, what makes it special. Imagine taking a professional recording of that perfect sales presentation that I create for you and giving it to your prospect as an audio CD or an internet download from your website. I can do this for you faster than you ever thought possible with my personalized audio informational recording service. If you're interested in this unique service, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, in all capitals, write audio infomercial, and I will get back with you with more information. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. This tip is one that is dear to my heart, and the reason why is because I know what a difference it can make for your business. It has to do with editing your audio recordings. If you are using audio online or offline to sell, market, and educate your prospects, this tip will be the most important tip you ever hear from me. Editing your audio content before you publish it to your site simply gets better results compared to unedited audio content. Think about this. A new song on the radio may be in the editing studio for months before it's released to the public. A new movie may take years in the editing process before it's released to the big screen or on DVD. Well-written sales letters, online promotions, books, and commercials are all meticulously edited to perfection before they are released. You would never dream of releasing an unedited version of any of these sales vehicles. So why would you publish unedited audio? Unedited audio content is abandoned by the listener faster, it produces less sales for you, and it actually destroys your credibility as a publisher. So why are we seeing so much unedited content proliferating the internet? The reason is simple. There are very few people who offer audio editing services who know what they are doing. Editing audio is kind of like plastic surgery. It's part skill and part an art form. You need someone with both the skill to do it and someone who understands marketing and selling. A poor result can be gained by both a skilled surgeon as well as a good technical editor. Who you choose to do your audio editing can be one of the best investments in your business. At HardToFindSeminars.com, we have been editing online and offline web content for 6 years. We have perfected a proprietary editing system that has been proven to get your customers to listen to your audio content longer and to listen to it more often, resulting in more sales for you more often, and with clean, edited audio, you can demand more money for your products and services. It's just like in life, you only have one chance to make a first impression. Every time you release and publish unedited audio content, you are projecting a poor, sloppy, I don't care attitude that turns your prospects off. Do your prospects a favor. Service them. Give them your best. Do them a favor by giving them professionally edited audio messages, interviews, teleseminars, and selling promotions by editing your audio. We provide full audio editing services that are fast and at a reasonable rate. We know that editing your audio content can easily pay for itself 20 times over. Call me, Michael Sinoff, for more information at 858-274-7851. I'll spend some time on the phone with you. We'll determine what audio content you're publishing. I'll be glad to offer you a free consultation on my ideas. I'll review some of your audio, and together we'll come up with a solution that gets you better results. Thanks for listening. Here is another bonus tip from Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Did you know that I have about 25 hours of exclusive consultations on my audio clips page, letter G? If you go to HardToFindSeminars.com, go to the audio clips section. This is a section where I have over 117 hours of audio interviews. Page G is nothing but consultations on information product development. You have over 25 hours of me giving my best advice on how to create, develop, produce, market, and sell audio information products. Go to page G if you want to learn how to create and market your own information products. Enjoy. There's an interview in the section of the audio recordings at Hard to Find Seminars. It's with a business buying expert. His name is Art Hamill. If you go back to my site, hardtofindseminars.com, and go to the product section, along the left side in light blue, you will see a list of topics. Look for the one that says business buying. Click on that link and you'll be taken to about 7 hours of exclusive interviews with Arthur Hamill. Arthur Hamill has purchased multi-million dollar businesses, over 200 of them in his lifetime, and he will tell you how to do the same thing. It's some fascinating content, and I wanted you to know about it. Here's another tip, and it has to do with podcast. Did you know that not only are all 187 hours of my audio recordings available for free online at my website, hardtofindseminars.com, but each one of these audio recordings is also in the form of what's called a podcast. A podcast is a simple way for you to digitally and automatically subscribe to online and new recordings and have them downloaded into your mobile audio player, like an iTunes, iPod, or any other digital audio playing device. But the way you find my recordings on podcasts is by going to one of the number one sites called iTunes. iTunes is a virtual library for music, spoken word, and podcasts. The music and spoken word audios you'll pay money for, but the podcasts are absolutely free. And you can subscribe to my podcast. All you do is go to iTunes. You'll automatically download the iTunes software, and then you will search Michael Sinoff in the subject line, and you will find most of my audio recordings right there available for you to download. This is great if you're on the road or you're on another computer, and if you have a mobile device, it'll automatically suck them right into your digital MP3 player, and you can take any of the audio recordings on the road with you. They'll also automatically notify you of any new recordings that I post as podcasts. Also, if you search through Google or Yahoo or any of the major search engines, Michael Sinoff, and then podcast, you'll find other resources with other podcast search engines that host my podcast. I hope this helps, and if you're a podcast listener, I think you'll be happy about this. So go over to iTunes and download the iTunes software and search Michael Sinoff, and you'll have all my audio recordings available for you right there. If you'd like to hone your skills as a copywriter, I have available for you the largest collection of one of the all-time master copywriters. His name is Claude Hopkins. Do a search on Claude Hopkins or go to my website, claudehopkinsadvertising.com. Claude Hopkins was one of the founders of modern-day advertising. He was one of the all-time legends in the industry, and myself and a partner have authored a book called The Claude Hopkins Advertising Collection. We have also searched thousands of newspapers to pull out all his classic ads. He's been responsible for building companies like Pepsodent Toothpaste, Palmolive, Schlitz Malt Liquor, many household products like puffed wheat cereal that you're still using in your kitchens today, and he was a master and a genius behind this. He was responsible for many of the cars we drive today, like the Oldsmobile. Go check it out, claudehopkinsadvertising.com, if you want the ultimate in education on how to write copy. You cannot pass this up. So go on over to claudehopkinsadvertising.com and learn from the best. Here is another bonus resource for you, and it's about a section on my site that has about 15 hours of audio interviews with copywriting experts, including Brian Keith Voiles, including Carl Galletti, including Eugene Schwartz. You will not find this content anywhere. It'll take you to an entire collection of audio recordings, MP3 downloads, and transcripts of some of my best interviews on the subject of copywriting. You'll be able to play them, download them, print the transcripts, and it's a collection you will not find anywhere else. If you want an education on copywriting, you will not find anything better than this. If you go back to my site, and in the products page, along the light blue section down on the left, you're going to see another link that has a lot of value, and it all has to do with joint ventures. Go to that page and you're going to hear about an offer on a joint venture system like no other. If you read the letter there, it'll describe all the benefits, and the offer is virtually risk-free, meaning you can order my joint venture system, have it sent to you without paying a dime, have 30 days to review it, to digest all the information, and only if you're happy with it after 30 days do you pay. It's an offer you can't lose on, and if you're enjoying this content, you're really going to love what I have waiting for you on the joint venture link at the products page at hardtofindseminars.com. Go check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it.